give to KABU today. Give to KABU today during our end-of-year match. Starting November 1st and wrapping up December 31st, donations from all new and increasing members will be matched one-to-one up to $15,000 from the Collins Foundation and SSI Shredding Systems. Give an extra gift today or become a member, and your membership will be doubled to support independent community media and citizen journalism at KABU. Thank you.
The KABU mobile app is the best way to listen to KABU on your Android, iPhone, or iPad. Access the world of KABU in one simple app, and you can download for free. Let the imagination run wild on how cool instantaneous access to KABU can be. Discussions get started, points get proven, jams can get discovered, all from your smartphone or mobile device. Look up KABU in Google Play or the iTunes App Store, and download the KABU app today. And it is now 10:02. Listen to KBOO Portland 90.7. Next we have Eric Cascadia with Chris Andrea. Headline interviews and commentary. 10:15, you got Locus Focus with Barbara Bernstein.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Monday, December 19th, 2015, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM on the air, KBOO.FM on the web, sanctuary radio everywhere. There's a lot of reasons to call the White House these days. There's a lot of work to be done, and it's got to be done fast. And as the world knows, the Electoral College is like salmon returning to their capital to spawn. In all probability, they'll spawn Donald Trump. We did have a chance. I mean, we could have stopped this. And we didn't. And so the very, very ugly results, I think probably uglier than any of us can imagine, because not only are these ideologues and private sector prophets of destruction a horrible and indeed a deplorable lot, but they don't know how to govern. It will be chaos. It will be one faction vying with all other factions for the power spot. Dare we say the money shot in any negotiations. I don't think we'll have to worry too much about the rest of the world. We're a laughing stock, and we'd be lucky if they came in and rescued us, but I think they're going to sit back and watch the United States of America implode, possibly in civil war. We have guests today. We have big changes that have come about with Jordan Cove. You won't believe this next business that has happened. You won't believe. Just all I can, right now, all I can say is wait for it, because we got a little bit of weather to get to. We could get a little more snow this morning mixed with sleet early on and snow and rain. And highs are reaching around 44 today, driven right in your face by a 14-mile-per-hour wind gusting up to 22 miles per hour. we have a report of new ice accumulation. Oh, yes, ice accumulation. We do love that ice accumulation here in the Pacific Northwest. And for tonight, heavy rain and temperatures around 48, so they say. Again, gusty winds up to 21 miles per hour. For tomorrow, still rain continues to back it down. Highs reaching 50 degrees and windy conditions tomorrow night. The clouds come in, lows around 39, temperature dropping and wind dropping as well, setting the stage for what looks like possibly more snow. That's the that's the short range lookout for the weather. And most people now, of course, simply stay inside with their eyes glued to a screen of some sort. And that's all the weather they want. So, okay, we've got big news out of Jordan Cove. Big news will be coming, well, not really news, out of the capitals, the state capitals. And the rest of it, it's Trump all the way down. To paraphrase. Jody, welcome back to the KBOO airwaves. Isn't it interesting how people frequently turn up on the program quite soon after they've previously turned up on the program? We're glad to have you back. Tell us what's going on with Jordan Cove, because it's a mystery to me. Have we got her there? I think we'll have it in just a flash. There have been already two rejections from the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. One for Jordan Cove's proposed LNG import terminal, and one for their proposed export terminal. They've got LNG coming and going in both directions. They sort of cancel each other out. They could just have a big pile of LNG somewhere and leave it there, and it'll come out to be about the same. We should have Jody in just a moment. Trying to get her up on the line right now.
Can you hear me?
Jody, hi. Beginning to be able to hear you. Yes, go ahead.
Well, it's quite interesting that after two rejections from FERC, Jordan Cove has not gotten the message. And now they're saying that they're going to meet with FERC in January and reapply for a third attempt at FERC denial, I guess. That's how I'm looking at it, because this project has so many problems, and yet here we are, 12 years later, fighting the thing.
Is this to do with, we can only guess that this has to do with the coronation of his imperial Trumpiness. Is this a Trumpy phenomenon, or?
Well, I think they must think that, you know, all these laws will change immediately when Trump becomes president.
Sure, they will. That's how it works. That's how it's thought. They've always just changed the laws at their convenience. I don't see why that should be. It should be any different under Trump.
It's a lot more complicated than that. There's a lot of rules that. Trump or that the FERC, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, has to follow. So, you know, I think that, you know, there's going to be a lot of hurdles to overcome. But they are trying to change at the federal level, and everybody needs to be paying attention, because they're trying to do another energy bill that will look like the previous energy bill, you know, is nothing. It's pretty devastating. They want it fast track. Projects like Jordan Cove and other things. They did not get that. We fought that right at the end of this session, and they did not pass that, but it's sure to come up again.
Oh, it will. And they'll put even more money and more lawyers behind it and tell them to push. So, and of course, with this incoming, I don't know what you could possibly call it, certainly not an administration. Maybe it's admonition is a better term for it. But
if people haven't been paying attention, they need to be paying attention now, because we're going into an area where, you know, the environment and our clean air and clean water that we hold as valuable, we're probably going to have to fight for those things to be a part of the decision.
Yeah, I think you absolutely hit the nail on the head. People aren't paying attention. Or they don't care. People move here because for the postcards. They like the Oregon and the postcards. But they don't want, but nobody wants to fight for it, because hey, it's not their home. They just moved here for the postcard picture and the job. That's about it. Without that connection, this is what the epiphany for me was during the Standing Rock encampment. The water protectors brought this home to be loud and clear, and that is that you have to have a connection with land, or you don't save it. You don't really put your heart and soul and body and everything that you have. You don't put that into it if you don't have a connection. And if we have a population that has no connection whatsoever to the actual land, they're connected to a postcard but not the actual land, then it's very hard to ask them to protect it. You have to have that connection, that blood connection.
Well, the thing is, we can create jobs, more jobs actually, in the renewable energy sector by moving towards that instead of putting more fossil fuel infrastructure in. So it isn't a question of jobs; it's a question of people rising up and demanding that we go that way. We have to make the switch, and it's not that we would have to do without power. The systems, we have the technology right now to have electric cars and a whole host of other industries that would be new industries that we don't have now, but that actually would create far more jobs. So we've got to just rise up as a people and demand that.
And we're talking to the people you talk to, this is extraordinary that they're coming back again for a third time. Those of us who really love this place, wherever one is from, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't. At this point, the connection has to be between all of us to really fight back, because the Trump administration is going to be worse than anything we've seen so far. And in not just Jordan Cove, energy projects that have been pending all up and down our coasts and throughout our waterways. This really could be it. This administration is quite soundly against anything concerning the environment. Aside from that, what else can you leave us with concerning Jordan Cove and this energy bill?
Well, just stay tuned, and I think that we need to prove that the direction to go to create manufacturing jobs even is to go to renewables, not to stay in this path. And there's a glut of LNG on the market. It makes no sense to expedite more projects when they can't even companies that are already ramping up or that are in business can't even sell their product. So we got to get some intelligence back in Washington, D.C., to really look at these issues.
This is where the jobs are in production of alternative energy, wind, solar. This is where it's at. They want to bring back manufacturing. This is how to do it. The other old jobs in manufacturing are gone. So maybe somewhere in the incoming administration there will be some bright light that points this out, that if you want to address the problems of the Rust Belt cities and states, that there is only one way forward, and that it is renewables. So what would you suggest? This is a very busy day because, of course, the Electoral College. We all have to leave you there, but I think it's pretty clear that Citizens Against LNG is one place to start. Many, many other organizations. You can Google this Jordan Cove and find out exactly where to go to get more information and where to lend your support, lend your voice most effectively to stop Jordan Cove and the rest of these projects that are just waiting in the wings. This has been at Cascadia for Monday, December 19th, 2015. In there, you have listened to KBOO Portland, and engineering for us today is Tyrell Fowler. Our AM News and Public Affairs Director is Derek Crooks. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.